Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? The girls are calling us." He said, "No, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on."
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show and Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about Monday Night Football. That's right. I want to talk about Monday Night Football. Yeah, Monday Night Football was a good game between one team that was undefeated, the Philadelphia Eagles, and they were playing against the team that hadn't even won 500% of their games, the Washington somebody or others. They got a new name. They were the Washington Redskins. But they're the Washington Commanders now, I think. And they hadn't won 50% of their games. But they played Philadelphia real tough last night. And they ended up beating Philadelphia in overtime. They beat them 31-28 was the final score. So that's Monday Night Football. And now our only undefeated team in the NFL is now a defeated team. They have one loss. So they've joined the rest of the teams with at least one loss. So that's Monday Night Football. And that's G Money Sports Report for Monday night. All right. Now, since I'm the pimp comic, I got a short joke for you. You know, they said I wrote a book, and the book was born. They put it on the Braille reading list, and they said the blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! You know, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? Because he looked really silly wearing a sweater. There were two flies flying around, and they landed on a piece of shit. And one fly lifted his leg and farted real hard, real loud. And the other fly said, "Come on, man, give me a break. I'm eating here." Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. So, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break and play a song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt. And he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me. And I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room. So I was the star right then and there.
Overnight.
around the corner and I find a parking, and I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands. And all of a sudden, they start blasting.
Car, and I'm like, oh my God,
What do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the car. But I notice that they're on one side of the street. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody could pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story for you, short joke. There were 3 sisters. One was 96 years old, and her other sister was 94 years old, and her baby sister was 92 years old. And the big sister went into the bathroom, and she drew a bathtub of water. And when the bathtub was full, she stepped into the tub, but she couldn't remember if she was getting in or getting out. So she called her other sister to come help her, and her sister started coming up the stairs, but she couldn't remember if she was climbing the stairs or she was going down the stairs. So she called her other sister, and they both said, "Sister, sister, we need your help. Come help us." And her sister said, "Boy, I'm glad I'm not old like my sisters, and I don't forget things that I'm doing. Thank God, knock on wood." And then the sister said, "Sister, sister, hurry up. We need you now." And she said, "Okay, I'm coming, but let me answer the door first." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. If you don't know, now you know. All right. Well, I have another story, a joke for you. If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? They work at the IHOP. and her name is Eileen. Eileen to the left, Eileen to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and now let's play a song. DJ Papa D, can you play Stand Up for the listening audience? Play Stand Up for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway. And I popped my hood. And the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning.
Bum, bum, bubba-dum, bum, 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 bubba-dum.
Stand up and scream. Stand up and scream. These bunnies of death. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls rule the world. These bunnies got girls all over the world. These money guys hold in all area codes. These booty girls all over the world.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as the day long. I mean, she had firm boots on that went up to her thighs.
Stand up and shout. Stand up and shout. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it up, shake it down. Shake it, big booty girls all over town. Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Shake it, big booty girls all day and all night.
She sat up and her big butt just fell out. Boom! And I was like, oh, wait, look at those big, pretty
titties. Kim got a big old butt. Karen got a big old bud.
Quintina got a big old bud.
Lisa got a big old bud. George got a big old bud. Kathy got a big old bud. Cheryl got a big old bud.
Big booty girls run the world.
Kelly got a big old bud. Ramone got a big old butt. April got a big old butt. Elaine got a big old butt. Michelle got a big old butt. Melinda got a big old butt. Monica got a big old butt. All my girls got big old butt.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
wait,
it looks good to me. I like
to
say that,
because
she had a big juicy
move. Brenda got a big old butt. Deborah got a big old butt. Alice got a big old butt. Janine got a big old butt. Sonya got a big old butt. Nadine got a big old butt. Martha got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old butt. Rose got a big old butt. Wendy got a big old butt. Renee got a big old butt. Diane got a big old butt. Mary got a big old butt. Francis got a big old butt.
All my girls got big old butts. I just feel like a grown woman. Big breasts. Big juicy booty. Big legs. And a beautiful face.
I'm Gene Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world.
Big booty girls run the world. All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girls.
And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
Ooh.
Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine. So fine. Blow my mind. Ooh.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine. So fine. Blow my mind.
When I was in sixth grade or so, I was taking swimming lessons, and I had some friends that used to swim in my class. One girl's name was Gretchen. She was beautiful, and she was a real good swimmer. And we would get in the pool, and we'd be racing, and this girl was just outstanding. Gretchen, she was beautiful.
Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine. So fine. So fine.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine. So fine. So fine.
She swam and she floated so good. She could just cruise across the water. She didn't even have to swim hard. And she didn't have to kick her feet hard. She just cruised as we raced across the pool. And we started off learning the different strokes. And we were always racing. But Gretchen always won.
Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen. She was beautiful.
So fine. So fine. So fine.
And then Gretchen Gilmore was the one who taught me to dance. And we grew up together. Even though we went to different high schools, we were close. Because her mother and my mother were like best friends forever. So I always saw Gretchen at my house. And we always hung out in the streets because she took a long time to get married. She was beautiful, so she was picky as hell. Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
So that's all I know about Gretchen. So I'm sure she got married to somebody that got big money, because she was worth it. She was a big money girl, so she's somewhere making big money, because she was fine as the day is long. And she could dance, and she could swim. She was very talented girl. I don't know if she could cook, though, but her mama could cook, so I'm hoping maybe she got some cooking, too. My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge, and he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with, and you walk into the bars, and they say, who's buying the drinks? And they say, Bill is, and my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody, because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is legit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
With this Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short story to share with you. There was a man that was sitting in his living room watching TV while his wife was cooking dinner for the night. She had invited guests over to eat dinner at their house, and she asked her husband if he would go down to the beach and collect the bucket of snails so they could have snails as appetizers. So he didn't put up a fuss. He decided to get up, and she gave him a bucket, and he walked down the steps to the back of his house, and he went to the beach, and he walked along the shore, and he started collecting the snails, putting snails in the bucket as he was walking down the beachfront. And he looked up while he was walking, collecting the snails, and he saw this beautiful woman, and she was walking along the shore, but she was way away from him on the other side of the beachfront. And he just looked at her, and he thought to himself, wow, she's beautiful. I wish she was closer so I could talk to her. But he knew that was a far distance away, and the wish wouldn't come true. So he went back and started collecting snails again. And he had his bucket with him, and he was collecting the snails. And he hadn't really looked up until the woman was right on top of him. And he was like, whoa, surprised to see her. But he was very happy, and he started talking to her. And they had a good conversation. And she invited him to her house for drinks. So he went with her to her house, and they sat up and they had drinks. And then she fixed him something to eat, and he ate at her house. And then he ended up going to bed with the lady. And he spent all night in bed with the lady. And he woke up, and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. And he said, oh, no, I missed my wife's dinner party. Oh, she's going to be so mad that I didn't have the snails for her snacks. So I better go. So he got up, and he got dressed, and he grabbed his bucket of snails, and he ran down the beachfront all the way to his house. And he was going up the stairs to the back of his house, and he dropped the bucket, and the snails fell all down the steps. And he turned and looked at all the snails, and he was like, oh, man, I got to pick all these snails up. And then he looked up, and his wife was standing on the steps, and she had her arms folded, and she was mad. Oh, she said, you missed the dinner party last night, and you missed my appetizers because you didn't bring the snails for my appetizers. So where have you been all day? And he didn't say nothing. He just looked at her, and then he looked down at the snails, and then he said, come on, snails. We're almost home. We're almost there. We'll be there in a minute. And he looked at his wife and didn't say nothing else. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there was a man that went into a bar, and he was mad because his wife had left him. So he was sitting at the bar, and he told the bartender, he said, if I can show you an interesting trick, can I get some free drinks? And the bartender said, oh, people come in here all the time with ideas to get free drinks. and most of the tricks aren't good, but I'll give you a shot. If you can, if you got a good trick to show me, then I'll think about it, and you can possibly get a free drink. So he pulled up his suitcase, his briefcase, and sat it on the bar, and he pulled a frog, and he pulled the piano out of his briefcase, and the frog started playing Beethoven. And the bartender was really impressed with that. He was like, oh, that's all right. That's pretty good. I haven't seen anything like that before. And the bartender said, okay, I can give you a free drink for that. So he drank the free drink, and he sat at the bar. And then he said, bartender, can I get another free drink if I show you another interesting trick? And the bartender said, yeah, because your tricks are pretty good. Let me see what else you got to show me. And he opened his briefcase, and he pulled a hamster out. And he set the hamster up behind the piano. And the hamster started singing Michael Jackson. Oh, man. He was grooving. He was singing, beat it, beat it. I want to beat it, beat it. And the bartender was so impressed. He said, oh, yeah, I'll give you another drink on that one. On that one, that's a good one. And then there was a man sitting on the side at a table, and he was watching everything that was going on the bar. And he asked the man if he would be interested in selling his frog. And the bartender, the man said, yeah, how much you give me? He said, I'll give you $1,000 for that frog. And he said, what? Yeah, okay. So he gave the man the frog, and the man put the frog in his pocket. And then the man gave the man $1,000 cash, and he walked out of the bar. And the bartender said, man, I can't believe you sold a million dollar idea, $1 million frog to somebody that you could have made a bunch of money with. And the man said, oh, that's all right. The hamster is a ventriloquist. So it's okay. I still came out winning. I got the winning hand. So that's GMG money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ Papa D, what's the time check for right now?
$3.51.
Okay. Well, let's play a song for the listening audience. Let's play Old School Slow. We haven't played that one in a while. Let's play Old School Slow for my listening audience. And then we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle, too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass, and we got finished with the mass, and I walked out, and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock, And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet. Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, pick five all day. I'm D-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue flag, blue stepping crew. I'm D-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm D-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, like a black seal. I'm D-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm D-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoy Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm D-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm D-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside, and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on, my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show and to Gregory's Story. I am G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm also the rapper, singer, and songwriter. I want to play another song. Let's play Big Bank Take Little Bank. I'm the money man. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, I had a yo-yo. I had a Dunkin' yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do 3 tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my 3 tricks. I was really good with that, and I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
He got a big mouth, so he talks crazy all the time. He's like a comedian, except he ain't got no humor.
Thank you.
This is G Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street.
Self kids food.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
Wait a minute.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money. And it looks like the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and go talk to some people. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I'll see you again on Thursday, as we'll be off tomorrow. So I'll see you on the air on Thursday on my Thursday radio show right here at 3 o'clock p.m. I'll be live on the air for your listening pleasure with jokes and stories and music and all kind of information. In fact, Thursday we'll be picking the games for week number 11 in the NFL. So check back with me on Thursday's radio show. It should be entertainment for the whole family. So now, I want to give a shout out to everybody that was born on the 12th, I mean on the 15th of November. November 15th, 2022, they're celebrating their birthdays today. So DJ Papa D, can we give a shout out on the birthdays of people celebrating their birthday today on November 15th? 2022.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right. Here are the birthdays for today, November 15, 2022. Happy birthday to Jeffrey Lovely. Happy birthday to Felicia Raquel Rab Pittman. That's the name. Happy birthday to Bree Edmund Moore. Happy birthday to Greg Banks. Happy birthday to Heather's Holiday Basket. Happy birthday to Monique Clavel. Happy birthday to Michael Wood. Happy birthday, LaSonia Hill, who's wearing her blue and white. Happy birthday to Mr. Zoe Cooper. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Paul Shipp, 44 years young. And that's it. So happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthdays today, November 15th, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating their birthdays today. And I want to give a happy birthday to my God's brother, who will be celebrating his birthday tomorrow. He will be 65 years old on November 16th, 2022. So happy birthday, Warren Warrior. Warren Michael Warrior. Yes, that's my God, brother, living in the valley. I'm not sure what valley he's in, San Fernando or Moreno Valley. I'm not sure, but he's in the valley somewhere. So happy birthday, Warren. And I know you're 65 years old, so I hope you got married because you're living with your girlfriend. And that ain't cool if you're not married. And I don't know if you had another baby, but you already have a daughter that should be about 35 now. So, happy birthday, brother. Have a good one. And have a
and happy day. Okay. Well, I think I'm out of power. I'm off of the air.
We can still hear you. We can still hear you, Gene.
I hope I got a little power because my headphones are going out. So, happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. All right. Everybody, I hope you celebrate your birthday today and hope you have God's blessings on your life. Every day of the life that you live, may you live in God's blessing and may you live in the glory of our Lord and Savior. And may you believe in the life after
for your eternity. So, DJ Papa D, without further ado, let us pray.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Weed and it was good. Loud.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.